Good day, everybody. This is John Chomo. This is the podcast Then and Now, episode number 54, or as we're calling it now, season 2, episode 2 of Then and Now. We will this week look at some facts, birthdays, events for the week of March 5th through 11th. We will then tackle three big topics this week in our current events section, if you will. And then we will go to our three good questions at the end. We will answer two good questions that were hanging over from last week, and we'll have a new good question that you can try to answer if you have an answer for it, or if you have any other reason to get in touch with the podcast. Please let us know at the email address, threegoodquestions, that's T-H-R-E-E spelled out, threegoodquestions@gmail.com. Be happy to hear from you. Okay. Let's start with some facts for the week here. We're going to start March 5th. March the 5th, 1770, was the date on which the Boston Massacre took place out in front of the Custom House in downtown Boston, where some British troops on an icy cold evening were being heckled and pelted with snowballs and ice balls by some colonists who were upset at the king's policies. Somehow, one of the British soldiers fired. Several fired in response. Five colonists were killed. And it resulted in a series of trials known as the Massacre Trials in then colonial New England, where John Adams, the lawyer at the time, uttered one of the greatest, I think, statements in American history: facts are stubborn things. We should all remember that in these days in particular. Facts are stubborn things. Also on March 5th in 1953, Joseph Stalin, the dictator of the Soviet Union, died of a massive heart attack. On March 5th, 1982, John Belushi, the comedian and actor, was found dead in his hotel room at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Just as a sad, you know, I don't want to call it a waste of talent, but boy, he had so much more to give and lived a hard life, and it killed him in the end. Okay, moving to March 6th. On March 6th, 1981, Walter Cronkite signed off for the last time as the anchorman of the CBS Evening News, bringing to an end an era that we really need to bring back of responsible TV journalism. Birthdays on March 6th include Michelangelo, born in 1475, Pirates Hall of Famer Captain Willie Stargell, born in 1940, Shaquille O'Neal, will be 53 on March 6th. And happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Barb. She will celebrate a birthday on March 6th as well. Moving to March 7th, Monopoly was invented by Charles Darrow in 1934 on March 7th. Selma, Alabama, saw one of the seminal historical events of the 1960s and the Civil Rights Movement on March 7th, 1965, a date that which became known as Bloody Sunday, where John Lewis and others led a march starting in Selma. They were going to march to Montgomery, Alabama. They crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma and were met by Alabama state troopers who severely beat many of the peaceful marchers. When the American public saw the video of that on the TV news that evening, most, not all obviously, but most were kind of repulsed by it. President Lyndon Johnson was certainly repulsed by it. He acted swiftly, proposed the Civil Rights Act of 1965, the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and promised protection for the marchers if they wanted to try again. And 2 weeks later, they did. On March 21st, they crossed the bridge successfully and had a peaceful march all the way from Selma to Montgomery. Birthdays on March 7th include actor Bryan Cranston, who will be 69, actress Jenna Fischer, who played Pam on The Office, will be 51, the late Steelers and Penn State running back Hall of Famer Franco Harris was born March 7th, 1950, and his teammate with the Steelers, Southern Cal great and Hall of Fame receiver Lynn Swann, will be 73. On March 8th, the first U.S. combat troops arrived in Vietnam on March 8th, 1965. That's a date which will live in infamy, as FDR would have said. Birthdays on March 8th include The late former Ohio State football coach Earl Bruce, born March 8, 1931. Boston Red Sox Hall of Famer, the great Jim Rice, will be 72. Kenny the Jet Smith, you might know him as one of the guys on the Inside the NBA telecast, but I certainly remember him as the point guard for the North Carolina Tar Heels and a two-time NBA champ with the Houston Rockets. Kenny the Jet will be 60 on March 8th. And so will the, well, not he won't be 60, but the last surviving member of the Monkees, Mickey Dolenz, will be 80 on March 8th. March 9th sees a couple of birthdays of note. Yuri Gagarin, the first human being to fly in space, the Soviet cosmonaut who went up in April of 1961. Yuri Gagarin was born March 9th, 1934. And Barbie will be 66 years old on March 9th. The first Barbie was sold on March 9th, 1959. Happy birthday to Barbie. March 10th sees the following birthdays. Chuck Norris will be 85. Actor John Hamm, most famous for playing Don Draper on the TV series Mad Men, will be 54. Carrie Underwood will be 42. And Bad Bunny will be 31. Finally, on March 11th, the great Woody Hayes, Wayne Woodrow Hayes, the longtime head football coach at The Ohio State University, passed away on March 11th, 1987. The birthday for March 11th, Anthony Davis, who played at Kentucky, was a Laker, won a title there with LeBron, and recently was traded and is now a Dallas Maverick. Anthony Davis, on the injured list, is 32 now on March 11th. Happy birthday to him. Okay, there are our anniversaries and birthdays. Again, on year two, we're going to do a little bit of an abbreviated version of that. If you remember from year one, those were a little bit longer. Some of them bear repeating, so we're going to do that each week here as we move forward. All right, on to topics here. I've got three topics set up for this week. One is really a negative and really damaging to U.S. Interests around the world, in my view. There was a meeting at the White House Friday or Saturday, I can't remember which. I was on vacation in Chicago when it happened. Between President Trump, Vice President Vance, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The meeting was just awful. It was a low point, in my view, in recent U.S. history. There was a U.S. president openly siding with Russia, berating the brave leader of Ukraine, whose country was invaded, by the way, and berating Zelensky publicly. J.D. Vance, you know, got his two cents in as well, which is just silly. It's just over the top for him to chip in. I'm fairly certain that Trump earned whatever he gets from Vladimir Putin last week with that show and that performance. Secretary of State Rubio was sitting there on the couch, and he looked like he wanted to sink right back into the couch and kind of disappear if he could. He looked like he was very uncomfortable with what was going on. Thankfully, European leaders, at least, are stepping up their support for Ukraine, which is great to see. Norway, one of our allies in NATO, is considering refusing to refuel U.S. ships, as they have always done, due to this embarrassing performance at the White House last weekend. It's just outrageous. When will our Republican politicians grow a spine and speak out against this sort of thing? A few have cautiously expressed their disappointment. That's not enough during these times. They need to step up publicly. I know they're all afraid of Trump somehow, but how about some of them grow a spine and do the right thing? That would be nice to see. Other events since that happened. On Monday evening, President Trump stopped all U.S. military aid to Ukraine. He said temporarily. We'll see about that. He instituted 25% tariffs on goods coming in from Mexico and Canada, our neighbors, starting this morning as we record on Tuesday. If you think that's helpful, wait till you go to the store and try to buy some stuff next time. Inflation will increase. Some economic numbers for quarter one are really declining fast. Our GDP in early February, the estimates were the GDP, gross domestic product, for the first quarter of 2025 was expected to increase 2.4%. It was in pretty good shape. President Biden left it in pretty good shape. As of 1 month later, now the GDP estimate for quarter one has been revised to negative 2.8% growth. That's recession territory, folks, and all because of the policies of the new president of the United States. So hopefully somebody gets in his ear and tells him that this stuff is harming a lot of people and probably himself. We'll see. But a lot of negative news there. It's really sad to see in the last few days. Okay, moving on to better and brighter things. Tammy and I visited Chicago Wednesday through Sunday last week. Thanks so much to Matt and Marina for hosting us. And thanks to Dixon and Ernie for entertaining us, as always, the K9 crew. They're great. Thanks to all of them for hosting us this past week. A couple of shout-outs here for our Chicago visit. One to the Interlane Run Club. They put up with me walking around the outside of the track very slowly last Thursday morning on a chilly early morning in Chicago, down around 24th Street near the Merchandise Mart there. But they put up with me, and thanks to them for that. And shout out to Bueno Days Coffee Shop. That's a couple of times we've shouted them out, but they deserve it for their hospitality as well. It's a great place to go and sit down and have a cup. And for me, it's hot chocolate, but a lot of great conversation, a lot of good, friendly people there at Bueno Days. Tammy, Matt, and I also took in a Big Ten men's basketball game on Friday evening up at Welsh Ryan Arena, the newly remodeled and very nice Welsh Ryan Arena at Evanston. The new football stadium, Ryan Field, is right now a big hole in the ground with a few girders poking up. Excuse me. But we watched Northwestern topple the Iowa Hawkeyes on Friday night, 68-57, to keep their hopes alive of reaching the Big Ten men's basketball tournament next week in Indianapolis. They are taking 15 of the 18 Big Ten teams to the tournament. The bottom three will not even get a chance to play in the tournament because the conference is so heavy with teams now, with 18 of them. The loss severely damaged Iowa's chances. Iowa goes in here to the last couple of games, 6-12. They host first place Michigan State on Thursday. That's not a promising prospect for them. And they will finish at Nebraska on Sunday. So Iowa's got a lot of work to do to make the tournament. Northwestern lost to UCLA last night as we record on Monday night. They're 7-12 in the league. They'll finish at number 16 Maryland on Saturday. Probably will be 7-13. They will win a tiebreaker with Southern Cal if they're tied with Southern Cal for the 15th and final spot in the Big Ten men's basketball tournament. But anyway, it was fun to watch it. That, as I mentioned, Welsh Ryan Arena used to be just a barn. It's now a very nice home court advantage for Northwestern. They do a really nice job with their game programming. It's a comfortable arena, the right size. It seats about 8,000. That's about the right size for Northwestern, and gives them a good home court advantage that they never used to have before. So that was fun as well. Lots of good things on the Chicago visit. Again, thanks to Matt and Marina for having us over there in the Windy City. And it was windy, by the way, and they lived up to that name late last week. Okay, item number three, and we'll mention it again here. The time is getting near for the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament, March Madness. Our NCAA tournament bracket challenges are fast approaching. The groups are up on ESPN.com. The groups are up, as we say. The password, or let's back up here. Go to ESPN.com. Go to Fantasy up on the tab above. You'll then get to see both men's and women's tournament challenge links. It's free to sign up. Hit Groups and join our groups. Our groups are named as follows: Then and Now Men's Hoops for the men's tournament, and Then and Now Women's Hoops for the women's tournament, and join us to play along. The password to get into either or both of those groups is 3, the number 3, good questions. 3, the number 3, not spelled out, good questions. So go to our tournament bracket challenges and give yourself a shot. We had a lot of fun with it last year. Selection Sunday is March 16th, so make sure you get in the contest here in the next week, week and a half. The brackets will be revealed on Sunday evening for both the men's and women's tournaments. So play along with us and have fun. Most people are going to fill out a bracket anyway. Might as well have some fun with it. Again, that's ESPN.com Fantasy Men's Tournament Challenge, Women's Tournament Challenge. Password 3, the number 3, good questions, no spaces. Okay. Now let's move on to our 3 good questions segment. This week we will answer 2 of our good questions from the previous week, and then we'll pose a new one for you to ponder for the next week or so. Question 1 from last week. Only 2 cities have won championships in all 4 of the major North American professional sports leagues since the year 2000. That would be Major League Baseball, the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, and the National Hockey League. Only 2 cities have teams that have won championships in each of those leagues since 2000. The answer to that question is Los Angeles and Boston. L.A., the Dodgers, the Rams won, the Lakers, and the Kings, and Boston, the Red Sox, the Patriots, the Celtics, and the Bruins. So that was question 1. Question number 2 from last week. According to ChatGPT, 3 things are considered as possibly the greatest invention of all time. What are those 3 candidates for that title, if you will? The answers in chronological order are the wheel, electricity, and the internet. Anyway, that's the opinion of ChatGPT, and those are 3 pretty good choices. We'll now pose a new good question for the following week, for this coming week. In college football, there are 8 Power 4 conference schools that play their home football games at a place called Memorial Stadium. The Power 4 conferences, if you'll recall, are the Big 10, the SEC, the Big 12, and the ACC. In those 4 conferences, there are 8 total schools that play their home football games at a place called Memorial Stadium. Can you name them? How many of them can you name? Can you name all 8? We will give you the answer to that question next week on Season 2, Episode 3 of Then and Now. Again, get a hold of us with your answers or any other questions that you may have or any other reason to get a hold of us. You can get us at 3goodquestions@gmail.com. That's 3-T-H-R-E-E, goodquestions@gmail.com. That ought to wrap it up for this week. For Season 2, Episode 2 of Then and Now. As always, thanks for listening. It's always great to run across people who say, hey, I listened to your podcast. That was fun. Always appreciated to hear from you. So thanks a lot. Have a great week, everybody. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.